It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shime, I know nothing about it, but they're flush with excitement on the North Shore. I'm sure you and Courtney know because Ed Sheeran is doing some kind of a pop-up
pub,
Irish pub thing or something this weekend. Is that tomorrow?
Today it opens.
Oh,
so people have been like waiting. You needed to get a text message. It was kind of like a long process, so I'm already out. I can't go to it.
Did you try to get in?
I tried too late.
Okay.
So you had to sign up to get this text message. When you get there, you're allowed a plus one.
Where is it?
Ipswich.
Okay.
But it's called The Old Phone. That's what he's calling it, which is his new single as well. And you have to show your text message with proper ID and your plus one. There's like a full menu with burgers, fries, all types of stuff. I'm guessing he's going to be there.
I would assume so. Yeah, that dude loves it around here.
Yes. Right.
Why doesn't he just move here?
I know. That would be so cool.
Taxes.
Oh, taxes.
I think he's looking at
millionaire's tax, Curtis.
Yep,
I actually think he's looking at a place in Lowell. To be honest. Yeah, I think Lowell.
Nice, we'll be neighbors.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think it's, I saw on social media, it's either like Lowell, Havel.
Okay, you saw it on social media.
I don't think Ed Sheeran's moving to Lowell.
I don't.
Well, there's a lot to like.
There is a lot to like about Lowell.
Why don't you live there?
But I don't know.
There's a lot to like about Lowell.
Sheeran's hubcaps?
Stop.
Oh, okay.
I thought Eminem bought a place in Lowell before.
Yeah, I heard that he was looking, yep. But a quick Google search, I'm not seeing any Ed Sheeran Lowell connections.
No. I was
on
just,
social media.
Yeah, I was just joking because of the Eminem to Lowell story. So.
Yeah, all right. So. Well, I guess
it's going to be cool. They're saying he's going to perform, so.
All right. He is. All right.
We got to get in.
He's
that.
Talented.
Yeah. Well, so there's probably somebody, unlike the greasy pole, there's probably somebody who listens to this show who can get you on the list.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
or bring you
cool.
as a plus one.
I would assume, Courtney.
Hey, Greg.
I like that.
Yeah. Yes, Curtis.
You're the music guy. I'm just, peripheral.
Right.
What was the thing where it felt like every year a new artist was suing Ed Sheeran for stealing music or stuff? What? It feels like that never amounted to anything.
Oh, I think he won. There was a trademark lawsuit against him. I don't remember who the artist was who was suing, but I think he won that.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know
that. Did he not?
I think, yeah, as I said, I don't know. I just remember it being in the news for a while. That's the first thing I
thought. It was Marvin Gaye. It was filed by Structured Asset Sales, a company that owns a small stake over Marvin Gaye's songs, argued that Sheeran copied a chord progression and rhythm from Let's Get It On.
Mm.
So he was, I'm reading this from some website, don't know what it is. Why does Ed Sheeran keep getting sued? Candy Burris and Tiny Harris of Escape.
Yeah.
And then they said Shape of You was similar to No Scrubs performed by TLC.
Huh?
I love Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
There you go. That's a good one.
TLC. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Speaking of music, Wiggy apparently brought a new feature to the show today.
Okay.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's a little something. Okay. Weekly wrap-up in sports.
Okay.
Shout out to Acrobatic for this. And Marlon Williams of I Love Boston Sports for putting us on. You ever see me wear my Pritch Please shirt and all those? He owns that. Marlon owns that, and he knows Acrobatic and Acrobatic.
And they are the artists behind Pritch Please.
Acrobatic is, yeah. He does a lot of Boston hip-hop.
And so you know how Wiggy is after once we have done something and executed it, an entire program on the air, he has suggestions for what could have been better.
Huh?
In this particular case, you brought this feature to the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you worked with Acrobatic on spitting the rhymes.
Well, no, I didn't work with
them. Okay, you just gave them the motivation to do this. And it's a weekly wrap up.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, where he kind of like raps about what's going on in Boston sports.
Okay.
So, you know, he's talented.
Is it only on this show that it's debuting? Is this the actual debut of it nationally?
I'm pretty sure. I know he put some of his stuff up on social media, but he's really talented. So
do you think he heard Angry Principal Dave's Hill Notes and was like, I've got to up my game?
But
it might be.
If he starts, like, you know, really listening to some of that stuff, Curtis, if you want, I guarantee you he could throw an Angry Principal Dave
track?
Yes, into
Yes, Curtis. We need an Angry Principal Dave diss track with
love
Acrobatic.
And Curtis on it.
I would love it. Acrobatic and I go way back.
Yeah, you do. You go back.
Was he's been around for a while, though.
I know who he is.
Is that back to Dover or Rivers?
Both, actually. He did a big one at Chickering School.
All right, so we're just going to play this thing, and then we're going to we're going to smash it or trash it? Like
do
we
what
do
you
with
like with it, Greg.
Okay. All right, let it rip, Shine.
Yeah. Shout out to my homie Wiggy. Hey, yo, we getting right to it this week. What up, it's Ike hitting y'all with morning messages. When I deliver wrap-ups, you know how fresh it gets. Red Sox opening day was the best of this. As the homie Abreu ruined Texas's with a 3-run blast for the clinch. Chap held it down on the mound, it was a cinch. Pritch hit the most threes for the C's off the bench ever. Now check it, he's going for the record. But he won't get it without a fight, cause he neck-to-neck with Jay Tatum and D. White. Yeah, that's amazing, B. Plus the Pat signed Stephon Diggs in free agency. The Bruins look like they losing blatantly. Are we this bad or is it just complacency? I'm embarrassed to even have to ask this. I guess getting that kid leads to good draft picks. I really want to watch them do their thing, but it sucks when they losing to the Sharks and the Kings and the Ducks. That's O for Cali when we really need a rally. Marshawn is gone, that's fewer goals to tally. We down to the Sweet 16 in March Madness. The college hockey fan favorites is them UMass kids. Add this to the masterclass list. Another weekly wrap up from AccuSisters. Turn it up.
I gotta tell ya. I am. I'm
talented.
I'm on board with it.
Yeah,
hey, he's talented.
So
can you imagine the Angry Principal Dave diss track?
The Bruins losing blatantly, maybe the line of the year.
Yeah.
I love
it. And it sucks, and then he goes through the teams, the Kings, the Sharks, and the Ducks.
Yeah, that wordplay was good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Really
so
good.
So can we do that every week?
The Bruins look like they losing blatantly. Are we this bad, or is it just complacency?
I mean, Wiggy's the only one who got a shout-out, which was sad. But.
Well, I mean,
he's the one that asked for it.
Next time. Yeah.
Fingers
well,
crossed.
Well, yeah, I mean.
He is very, very
he'll
good.
Drop everybody's name in it, and, you know, Curtis, if there is something you want some Boz spit at Angry Principal Dave?
Well, I would never tell Acrobatic how to do his job. That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Excellent. So,
really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you're the boss, man, Greg. You
okay,
know?
So, I like it.
You
well
make
done.
It do what it do.
Well done by those guys.
Smash it.
You're smashing it?
Yeah.
All day.
I didn't know which one meant it was good, so I still stayed on the side.
Trash it is bad, smash it is
okay.
good.
Okay. Smash it up.
Used to say smash it to Curtis, and it meant a completely different thing. But we're proud of you, Curtis.
Thanks.
Very proud of you.
Yep. Smash
all right,
it up.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox start the 2025 season with a win, 5-2, the final in Dallas. Willy Abreu had the first homer of the season for Boston and then a three-run shot that got the Sox the win. Garrett Crochet went five innings in his Red Sox debut. He gave up two runs on five hits while striking out four. The Sox stay in Texas to take on the Rangers tonight. Tanner Houck will take the mound for the Sox. First pitch at 8:05. You can listen to the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. It kicks off with Christian Arcan on the Mass Mutual pregame show at 7:05. And Jones and Keefe are at Polar Park today from 10 to 2 for the Woo Sox home opener. They'll be joined by Marcelo Meyer, joining them at 11:10 today. March Madness saw no upsets yesterday, so on to Ole Miss taking on Michigan State today. Kentucky has Tennessee. Michigan and Auburn face off, as do Purdue and Houston. And the NCAA hockey tournament kicked off yesterday, and the New England teams stayed alive. BU beat Ohio State. Western Michigan beat Minnesota State. Michigan State fell to Cornell, and Minnesota fell to UMass in overtime. Today we've got a big one. BC taking on Bentley at 2. You can listen to that on AM 850.
Go Falcons!
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. At 5, we have UConn and Quinnipiac. 5:30, Providence takes on Denver. And at 8:30, it's Maine and Penn State.
Greg, why are you rooting for a place that stole $200,000 of your hard-earned money?
Actually, to be accurate, it was nearly $300,000.
Okay.
But it's because I didn't go to college. So.
Oh, okay. Huh?
And they offered me a Bentley hockey t-shirt if I went to the game, and it would be the only thing I got for my $300,000.
And not to, you know, be too much of a BC honk, but what did you say the mascot was?
It's a Falcon.
Not exactly the day I'd want to be a Falcon on 328 day.
With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
In honor of the greatest game in history, is there anything that comes close to the feeling of that 28-3 comeback in the history of anything in the world?
I don't think so. I mean, certainly one game, one
game.
Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, we were talking about the Celtics coming back down 3-1 to the 76ers
right.
in 1980 or 81, whenever that
Red
was.
Red Sox being down.
Yeah,
in
Red
that
Sox
series.
Being down. But that was only the ALDS, right?
So it may just be me being younger. Like, the moment Malcolm Butler made the interception to me, that moment alone was greater than the 28-3 comeback.
Mm. What? That
yeah, was it a meant great more moment. To me. Like, yeah, I was no, way that, more emotional. Like, yeah. I was like, I watched Tom Brady lose in the Super Bowl twice to the Giants. I was so beyond frustrated. I thought it was happening again right in front of my eyes after that stupid catch down the sideline.
Right.
And then Malcolm Butler made the interception.
Right. That was like a buzzer-beating Super Bowl win.
Sure.
Which is unprecedented. The comeback and the feeling, the best part about the 28-3 comeback for me was the second Brady got the ball after the Falcons peed down their leg and punted it after being in field goal range. I think they were at like the 5 or whatever. You knew they were going to go down the field, score a touchdown, and then you knew they were going to get the 2-point conversion. And then the second Slater won the toss, you knew they were going to, like, it was this great comeback that was so unbelievable, but the win was so believable in the moment.
But Shime's right, the emotion of that Seattle game, because you thought it was over. Like, everybody thought it was. With the Patriots, the 28-3 comeback, it was a little bit of like, can they? Can they? Will they? No, are they? And then it's like,
when Brady threw the pick six before half, the world was dancing.
Yeah, but that was so early in the grave. Like, you kind of like, all right, this is over, whatever. With the Seattle game, like, you're sitting there like, man, and like the disappointment and the bobbled catch.
And it was another moment, right? You look at the Tyree catch, the Manningham catch,
like,
and then this other catch down the sideline by Matthews. Like, you thought it was just happening again and
they
again.
They ripped your heart out right there in front of you. You're like, wait a second. He caught that ball. Like, you're like, oh, this game is over. And then all of a sudden, you're like, all right, they're just going to run it in with my shot. And then it was like,
yeah,
what just did I see?
Can I help Phase 4 Guru in the Twitch chat when it comes to sports? Because this dillwad
nice
just says, did Greg just call them the Falcons? What is he on? Yes, it's the Bentley Falcons, donkey. It's the Boston College Eagles.
Right.
You dodo brain. Thank you.
Greg, I'm happy.
I will say this. People say I don't say I'm wrong often. I may say Shime's right. The ecstasy, Wiggy and Shime make good points. The ecstasy to exhilaration in that, or the, you know, agony to ecstasy in that short of a period of time was unique. And then that week build-up to Super Bowl 49, which is the most watched Super Bowl ever in terms of rating, was the national evening news saying that Tom Brady's a cheater. And then to lose that game would have been three straight losses after three wins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good points. Good job by Wiggy and Shine.
All right. Did you already do the weather, Curtis?
Well, it's always sunny on the Greg Hill Show, but it's 46 outside, afternoon high 56.
Hill Notes next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour at 10 from Polar Park, Woo Sox, and they will be joined by Marcelo Meyer at 11:10 this morning. So listen to Jones and Keefe, stream Jones and Keefe, watch Jones and Keefe on Twitch, this show and this radio station on Twitch, presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire; Portland, Maine; Bath, Maine. And you can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. This is JR. Hello, JR.
Morning, everyone.
What's up?
Just wanted to give you guys a quick possible missed opportunity with the ick bracket.
Yeah.
That could also go in line with a douche ruling as well.
Yeah, what is it?
The guy who practices his golf swing at public functions.
That was on there.
It was.
Adult mm-hmm. man constantly practicing golf swing was 10 seed or whatever the number was.
Oh, my mistake. All right. Fire me.
No, it's fine.
All right, let's see then.
Okay. Where are we at on the bracket, just to keep everybody updated, Courtney?
So we have a matchup we could do today if you want, or we can wait. I mean, we're halfway through the second round.
Okay.
Would you like to do one today?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one seed Rude to Waitstaff, taking on four seed Playing Pokemon. that's going to be an easy route to waitstaff. I unfortunately
over playing Pokemon. I think grown ass man playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty icky, but okay.
And then 8 seed taking baths, taking on 4 seed gym selfies.
Oh, yeah.
Gym selfies. I think taking baths is, I mean, I disagree with that one. But,
really?
Yeah.
But I think like it's an ick for a man to do it.
All right. Well, that is on our social. So the Greg Hill Show, WEEI, on Instagram. You can vote there. Same with X and everywhere else.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Time to get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Are you ready this morning, Shine?
I'm ready, Greg. Let's roll it.
All right.
I was going to troll Courtney, but then I realized that she's out here defending guys that are carrying a little extra weight. So, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Courtney finds herself concerned a little bit about Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
Going 0-4 to start the season and whether he is going to be disgruntled, out of it mentally, whatever it is. Wiggy joining that concern a little bit, I guess.
And I don't think it has anything to do with his weight. I saw him in person. I think that is a tired narrative.
Yeah. Well, oftentimes people look bigger than they actually are when you meet them in person. Yeah. I've been the victim of that a lot.
Yes, me and my small penis will be attending the gala as Winnie the Pooh with a bow tie. Thanks, Courtney.
Wow, we got a big gala coming up. 15th anniversary Greg Hill Foundation Gala, 1 week from tonight at The View Boston. And we'd love to have you join us and hear some amazing stories of our beneficiaries who have helped them triumph over oftentimes the worst possible thing in their lives. So we will see you there, I hope.
And can we just, speaking of people that are very philanthropic, I'm reading a story that just posted an hour ago at the Globe about everything you need to know about the Celtics sale, and I just wanted to give good news to everyone.
Yeah.
Rob Hale's stake has increased both in 2012 within the Grossbeck group and in this group as well. So it doesn't stipulate, but yeah. Rob Hale is going to be a major part of this ownership group, which is good news.
That is great news.
Good stuff.
Yep. Hey, Courtney, I'm heading down to South Beach. What are my chances of getting lucky? I have my T-shirt, my swim trunks, my water shoes, and my EpiPen on my side. Any chance?
I think you might strike out there, but there's love for everyone. There's a lid for every pot, as they say.
That there is.
I did an Ask Me Anything on my Instagram yesterday, and somebody responded and said, is it time for you to take back that terrible EpiPen take? How dare you? I'm like, one of my best friends carries an EpiPen.
Oh, really?
Funny is funny.
That was not your take.
I know, and it was funny that somebody had that take.
It wasn't.
Give me a break.
Imagine weeks later, you're getting into somebody's DMs. Will you rescind what you said about allergies?
We need a new Chris Scheim Wakey 180 commercial. Should go something like this. Chris Scheim here. With a Wakey 180, not only have I lost a lot of weight, I have became the new Pokemon master of the Northeast, a mock draft genius in the NFL, and the new sex symbol of electric cars everywhere. Thank you, Chris Schein.
Yeah. I can't wait for the Mock 3.0. Yeah. That's Tuesday morning, right, Schein?
Correct, Greg.
Edge of my seat.
What will we be most shocked about?
The amount of offensive talent players going in the first round.
Okay.
Well,
should be shocked by that?
Yep. Oh, the number of them.
All right.
I'm assuming we will not be shocked at all by who you have going number one.
Nope. Zero shock factor there, unfortunately.
Okay. Maybe shocked by who you have going number two.
Maybe some will be.
Okay. All right. Well, Tuesday morning, Shime's next mock will drop.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to comment on Jermaine's colonoscopy. Well, for the first time in morning show history, Wiggy won't be full of crap.
Is this supposed to be Robert Kraft?
No, I just think. Okay. See, we're just doing a voice. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was.
I love the voices.
Maybe he was trying to be Robert Kraft. I don't know.
Long way to get there.
With an electric car, now kombucha drinks. Reason 7,034 as to why Scheim still stinks.
So I didn't know there were that many reasons. And it's not kombucha. It's mate. But thank you.
Okay. What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is?
Yeah. I think kombucha is like
carbonated.
Also carbonated. But it's also like a... I think the wrong word is steeped. I can't think of the correct word. But whereas mate is just like... It's like a tea.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I see. It's for your gut health.
Yeah. And it also is... like it's caffeine. It's a coffee alternative.
I see.
Yeah.
What is matcha? The M's always get Saturday morning. We get coffee for that place.
Blue Bottle?
No, Broad Street. Is that what it's called? Right there.
Blank Street.
What is it?
Blank Street.
Blank Street.
God, you are so old.
Gets the matcha.
Yes.
What is matcha?
They're like known for their matcha. It's very good, but it's a tea.
Oh, it is? It's a tea. Okay.
You know the famous saying, Greg, there's a sucker one every day.
I know. Oh, I get the
matcha is super popular in like South
drink
America.
This matcha.
It has been forever.
If you want to live to 150 and have skin glowing so glow that they can see it from outer space,
so glow.
Drink
so
glow. This matcha. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, there is a tab of kombucha in there. Great for gut health.
I see. So you are suspicious of the actual effects of kombucha or matcha or whatever Scheim is drinking.
They're like, oh, yeah, drink kombucha, and guess what? You'll age in reverse.
Right.
Oh, those
people
are
like, people are like, okay, how much is that? $6,000. All right, I want five of them.
NADs is supposed to be like Benjamin Button. I think them now.
Courtney is one of those. There's a sucker born every
day.
What
are they?
NADs. It's a like
Santo lost those about 7 years ago.
People get infusions of them, but it's very taxing on the body to get like an IV of it. So I take it in pill form.
Okay, but what is it?
I don't really know.
You don't know.
Nope.
I think you lose NADs as you get older.
You understand that you are taking a pill and you don't have any idea what it is.
It's supposed to help with brain health.
Yep.
Brain health is important.
When does it start working?
Well,
no offense.
Thanks. NAD is a compound found naturally in your body's cells. So I was right. It's also available in supplement form. NAD sometimes referred to by other formats, blah, 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 blah. It's supposed to regulate your body's metabolic and inflammatory responses.
It does something. That's what they told me on TikTok. It does something. My feet smell better. I go to sleep at night with socks, and I put this special type of tape on the bottom of my feet. It sucks all the toxins.
Did Courtney have a smelly foot problem?
No, she had the feet thing where she put the. I thought you were putting like some tape on the bottom of your foot, and it sucks out the toxins at night.
No, we did a story.
Isn't that a potato thing?
Yeah, we did a story about potatoes. People were putting potatoes on the bottom of their feet.
Oh, okay,
I've never done that. I think Curtis did it though.
I tried. Well, I mean, James had RSV. Yeah. I would have done anything. Yeah.
I think you're thinking she got fooled by the suck out the toxins thing, but that was in college. Okay.
Good morning, Mom and Dad. I was a virgin until I got married.
Greg, I read somewhere this week that the average fart comes out of your butt at 7 miles an hour. Time to get DMs and a speed gun and push a few out and see if you're average, below average, or above average.
Yeah, listen, Dr. Diana told me completely natural and good to just get it out. So I'm not worried
about
it.
That's pretty fast, though, 7 miles an hour.
I'm not worried about it.
Raffy Devers, cry me a river, will you? You make $73,972 a day in 1 year. That's $1,232 a minute. Suck it up. You're almost as pathetic as Curtis. Not quite. Have a good day, numbnuts.
I like the Justin
Didn't
Timberlake.
Didn't see that one coming.
Oh, is that what he had?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake,
Cry Me a
River.
River in the background. Okay.
He's his own DJ. He's good.
Wait till he hears the diss track, though, Curtis. When are you going to go in the studio with Acrobat?
To combat something like that, I'm just going to go home. That was too much.
Yes. Hi, Gregory. This is Santo del Torre. Please keep Courtney a few minutes late in the show today. I have to go rearrange my cummerbund drawer.
Yeah, that was a funny one. Courtney was like, Greg, wear a cummerbund.
Well, no, I think Santo likes a cummerbund.
He does.
Yeah. Is he going to a prom?
No, we wear. I think like a vest is like old now.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a vest with a tux, oof.
He'd probably like that cummerbund back that you stabbed with a knife and burned because his old girlfriend bought it for him.
No, he threw it out on his own.
Yes, he did.
On his own. We were walking out of the wedding and he said, Courtney, look at this. And I said, well, it's too late now.
And then he went to France and got his bracelet or something.
Like, that thing was wrapped around somebody's rabbit and cooked in a pot. Mm. I mean, that was not right.
Oh, he got a new one. Thank you, Smathers.
Hey, Wiggy, how do we feel about that fresh Red Sox victory?
Socks are rolling.
That's my guy.
Look out.
I mean,
bird call.
Start the season with a win. And a week from today, Fenway Park will be full of fans.
Mm-hmm.
So, cannot wait for that.
Hey, Ralphie. Why don't you skip a couple of the buffets? You look like the Pillsbury Doughboy, period. Mix in an occasional salad.
I don't think it's I don't think it's weight, and I'm not worried about it. I mean, if it goes like this for, you know, till May, there's a real problem.
Yeah, definitely. That's a Mego thing too, though.
What?
She's the one who talked about Devers' weight that one time.
Did she?
Yeah, remember she was like, he was looking a little bit pudgy.
I don't remember that.
She was in one day, she was like, yeah, he's looking a little bit pudgy. I said, oh, okay. And then,
did you? I thought he looked fit at spring training.
Yeah, I thought he looked kind of yoked to me.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he looked yoked to me.
And by the way, Wiggs, I thought you deserved some of the credit. The catcher yesterday, Wong, with the framing, spectacular. And you and Tech?
Yeah,
showing him how it was done.
Every day I was getting with the pitches and the catches afterwards, you know, just kind of get some insight.
Showing him how to get that pitch on the corner.
Back in my all-city, all-star days as a catcher.
Right.
Wow, does Courtney look stunning at road shows.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Oh, that was a good one.
I do put a little bit of extra effort when I'm on the road.
Yeah. And you always bring 3 or 4 outfits just in case.
Yeah. You know, I never know what the weather's going to bring or, you know, what my vibe will be. Right. So
it's the Machiba that you're drinking.
And are you still style-wise, are you still coastal grandma?
I will always be. I posted an outfit the other day that people said was definitely not coastal grandma. It was more of a New York style, all black.
Yeah. Ooh.
Does that apply not to reveal anything until Tuesday? When it comes to the road show schedule drop.
Mm-hmm.
But does the coastal part apply to just oceans or also to giant lakes?
It's less of where you are and more of a mindset.
Right.
So any body of water could really be applied.
Right. It would be so interesting if we were to to venture to a very popular, well-known lake for a road.
It would be
for a road show.
It would be very interesting.
Are you lake sexers or just ocean beach sexers?
I would just say ocean beach. You know, the lake. It really depends on how nice the lake is.
Okay.
And I love Wiggy. There is one that's a 50-mile-an-hour fastball, but we're avoiding it.
What are you talking about?
Lake sex. There was a boat on a lake.
I
don't think there was any sex on that boat. Though.
I thought it was football related.
No, I don't think there was any sex on that boat.
Probably
I think there was like a bachelor party.
Probably
from what I heard.
You're probably in the galley when that happened.
No, I don't even know where the galley is.
You don't know what the galley is?
Nope.
Oh, that's the kitchen on a boat.
Oh, is that what that is?
Did Greg really just say he's the LeBron James of radio? Maybe work on your flopping first and take as many flex days to shine before you make that statement.
Oh, I did not say that.
If AI replaces the doctors, then how is Greg supposed to put in a plug for Dr. Diana every day?
I would never replace Dr. Diana with a robot. No, thank you. I think the human element is very important in medicine.
Yes.
Always.
She was so cool, too.
Dr. Diana?
Yeah, I couldn't believe
it. Very nice
lady. Yeah. The way you, not the way you explained it, but the way I pictured the entire thing in my mind, I thought she was an older woman.
That's what I was thinking.
You did?
Yeah, and I said, that's Dr. Diana?
Yeah, I thought she was like an old lady, too.
Yeah.
She had a dope Celtics jacket on, too.
Yeah.
You can come to a road show and leave as Greg's cardiologist. You never know.
And she had lollipops she was handing out.
Very,
oh, no, juicy boxes. I'm sorry.
Very, very, very nice woman, and she knows her stuff.
Right. Yeah.
She is.
Yep.
And she speaks in a language that we all know.
Yeah.
Right. You got the medical boo-boo?
She did. She second. She doesn't talk like that. She's an adult. Hey, woman. Very, very nice. Very nice woman.
Are you having diarrhea?
She did say the second time I visited, she did have to say, "I'm just checking your blood pressure. You don't have to gear down." And I said, "All right, sorry. I didn't know what was going on."
Very disappointed that I have not heard any Office references to Butt Mud Brooks. Very disappointed in you, Curtis.
I'm sorry. I feel like I did too many this week, so I wanted to back off a bit.
What? The Chili's, the Scranton Chili's thing, have you seen that?
The Dundies?
No.
I mean,
they're doing an actual Scranton Chili's, or at least the actual ad is, and it's, but it's not really, it didn't seem to me like to be many of the main characters.
Oh,
I mean,
you have a problem with that?
Yes.
Okay.
The scene with Jan, Michael, and with Meadows?
Meadows.
Tim Meadows. Oh my God. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal scene.
When's the reboot of that? Aren't they rebooting it, Curtis?
I don't know. I
thought they were.
When was it? Like a year ago, yeah. There was a story on it.
And I thought it was a lot of like the characters were coming back.
And don't you think now we've returned to the place where you could do this stuff on TV? I feel like people are a little bit less.
Yeah. Yeah. And on streaming, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, throw it on HBO.
Amen.
It's an American reboot?
Yeah, I thought. It might not be a reboot. I could be wrong. But it's like the some of the cast members were coming back. Like, you know, I, obviously not Michael Scott, who's played by...
Then it's not going to be good.
Steve Carell. But I think it's like... Because a lot of them now do commercials. Like, they're doing like a... computer commercial? They're like four of them are in.
Yeah, I saw that one. It was like an internet. It was, I think, an internet commercial.
Yeah, like Pam, who plays Pam, she's in it. The lady who plays Meredith's in it.
Curtis, is that 518 text the worst flex of all time that you get with regard to The Office?
The British one was better.
Yes, British Office is funnier.
Yeah, the only thing worse than that is people that live there and then talk about it all the time.
Hey, British TV, though, fire.
I know.
Yeah.
Fire.
Did you watch Adolescence Week?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I know the guy, the Graham guy that's in it. He's in 1,000 Blows,
and really? He's
a spectacular actor. And actually, the guy Ashley Walters, who directed a couple of the Adolescents, used to be in one of my favorite shows called Top Boy. I'm just finished up Gangs of London. Yo, British TV, they got a new show coming out, Mobland, with Tom Hardy and Pierce Brosnan. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Directed by Guy Ritchie and the... what's the British lady, Marion, the older lady? She's in a lot of those British movies and actresses. She's like the older lady. Oh,
they have some
Marion Cotillard?
No, that's not it. I'll find it.
They have some good BBC mystery drama things. Like, I was into one a few years ago.
Helen Mirren wigs?
Bingo.
Oh, Bell's Helen Mirren.
Yeah, she's in it.
You mean Dame Helen Mirren?
Oh, it looks good. And it's a guy, I love Guy Ritchie stuff, and he's like a director on it.
Yeah.
So the Ali G show was hilarious in England, and EastEnders wigs. I love that one. Old one.
Well, I'm dating myself, but the greatest British television show of all time is
Benny Hill.
Fawlty Towers.
Oh, damn.
Did you ever watch Fawlty
Towers? No, I don't think I've ever watched it.
No, I have.
But I did watch Benny Hill.
Did anybody else ever watch Fawlty Towers?
No.
Never heard of it.
My lord, do yourself a favor. Shime?
No, Greg.
Do yourself a favor.
I'm not 100.
John Cleese?
Oh, well. Who?
Fawlty Towers came out in 1975.
Yeah, God, so what?
The quality looks...
So
I'm glad
what?
It's not black and white.
Fawlty Towers.
I guarantee you there are...
There hasn't been a dentist within a mile of this cast.
Guarantee you there are people in Twitch or on the text line right now who are shaking their head in full agreement.
It's about a hotel?
Yep.
All right.
Wow. Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
It's basically like The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
You will...
Good pull.
Uh-huh.
You. It is a laugh a minute.
Oh my God! It's about an over his head hotel manager.
Yeah. I mean,
what a grab!
Okay. I'm telling you.
All right. I told you I used to watch Benny Hill, so that was funny.
Uh-huh.
If you're telling me it's one of those funny,
you Wiggy, just do me a favor over the weekend.
Check it out.
Yeah, check out Fawlty Towers.
Do you have to downgrade your TV to watch it?
No.
You got to really search to find where you can get the streak.
Yeah. No.
All right.
You will love it. I guarantee it. All right. We will be right back. Well, before we get out of here, we will go out to Worcester in Polar Park where Jones and Keefe are today on a beautiful day. Might as well play two fellas today.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, it is a beautiful day here at the ballpark. I've never been down here before. It is fantastic. It's beyond my expectations.
Yeah,
I love it
so
down
nice.
Here.
Yeah, it's really nice. We were there for a road show and, of course, also the scene of the crime in which Wiggy and I both attempted to throw first pitch.
Oh, that's right.
And failed.
I don't recall your guys' first pitch.
No, no, no. I saw the first pitch for Grecian Fourier. I'm not sure I saw your first pitch.
Yeah.
9:53.
Yeah. I have failed twice. Once at Polar Park, once at Fenway. So I...
Third time's
a charm.
Yeah.
Guys, get back on that horse, Greg. Yeah.
Jones and Keith, this was the duality of Greg Hill because the night begins... We're driving, whatever it was, a mile. We get next to Polar Park, and Greg's like, yeah, just park here. It's the middle of a street. We just leave the car. He's like, it's fine. This cop appears out of nowhere, puts an orange cone behind it. It was like the guy owned the city.
It was nice. Crazy.
And then an hour later, he bounced it like on six hops to home plate.
Wiggy didn't do any better.
No. Mine was down in the way. I went where the framing of the glove was.
I think what was the name of the bar we went to? Banner Bar?
Yes.
You guys got to go there for some food after. Yeah. It's so good.
Okay.
Well, we're getting buffet tickets. We were just told there's going to be a buffet that opens up right at 2 o'clock right behind us.
We're voucher guys. That's what we'll be doing. But we'll keep our eyes out for that. I feel like you could fire one in, Keith, opening pitch.
I don't know. I think that after talking to Greg and Wiggy about it, I think the nerves might get to you a little bit.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the anxiety. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Get
bombed, you'll be good.
Shime, speaking of food, Shime's lead this morning was about a minor league ballpark in which one can enjoy a hot dog that is 10,000 calories, Shime. Am I correct?
That's correct. 6 feet long, 10,000 calories.
Yeah.
6 feet long. Was it submerged in breast milk? I heard that would Wiggy eat it earlier today.
Is that why you're taking Monday and Tuesday off, Shime?
No. Yeah.
No breast milk on the hot dog. Yeah. Macaroni and cheese, though.
So, all right. So, good food and good baseball out there. And you're going to have Marcelo Meyer on?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. We're told shortly after 11, so like 11:05, 11:10, somewhere in there. So we'll talk to him. My guy Jackie Bradley is throwing out the first pitch today. I think we're going to see him as well. So big day down here at Polar Park, and a lot of Red Sox to talk about yesterday after opening day.
Any concern about Rafael Devers going 0-for-4 yesterday?
Was the first?
You guys were really playing that up.
Was the first person to try the hot dog, Raffy Devers, at the minor league hot dog?
I don't know about that. But, yeah, I don't know. Courtney was. It's just something to keep an eye on.
Yep,
Rich.
Peepers popped.
Yeah.
I'll be keeping my eyes on Ralphie all year for sure.
All right. Well, I'm jealous you guys are down there and enjoying the day in Worcester.
It's AAF stickers everywhere you turn.
Oh yeah.
Every car's got an AAF sticker down here.
It's the good old days. So, all right, Jones and Keith from Polar Park today, and we are back on Monday morning.
I wanted to extend an invitation to my boy Shime. Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Marriott in Quincy. 180 vendors at the Northeast Card Show.
Oh.
Signing autographs.
Oh.
I'll be there. Scal will be there. Barry Peterson will be there.
Okay.
So, Shime, come on through.
I'm flying to Florida right after the show today.
I'll be there from 1 to 2. Signing 8
by 10. How much are they paying you for that?
Well, you know what? Hey, listen, you can't do everything in free.
No, you cannot.
I do a lot of free stuff.
It's actually a 6-foot-long hot dog.
Yes.
Wiggy, if you see the Van Gogh Pikachu, you let me know, though.
Van Gogh Pikachu?
Yeah.
All right.
And there will be no air in that room with Scal and Wiggy in the same place.
Scal's my boy, though.
Holy cow.
All right, Scal.
Guys, have a great show.
Thank you.
Will do.
We will be listening, and we're back on Monday. Thank you for listening this morning.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.